Sabers rattle, and politicians talk tough about a war that they themselves will never fight in. Elders bark, and youth battle, usually for nothing more than the ego of the old. And war, the human obscenity, gets waged for old men's vanity and a false glory that the young will find is but another lie fed to them by their elders. The columnist and best-selling author Chris Hedges, in his 2002 work, War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, writes of the monstrous Bosnian War, "The war began with words. Right-wing Serb nationalists filled the airwaves with hate speech pointed at their Muslim neighbors of some five centuries. Before long, words became reality, and the god of war consumed the nation, shattering it asunder. Politicians love to play warrior. As rhetoric heats today between the U.S., North Korea, and South Korea, remember the war of words. We may come to see this as the good old days, before madness reigned and the dogs of war were loosed. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal." These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.